created for purpose. Each of us was born to fulfill a specific purpose in this world, even though we might not choose to acknowledge it or have it figured out yet. God designed every single person with an incredibly unique combination of gifts that He wants us to grow, His church. Thankfully, God has placed clues in our hearts and through the Holy Spirit guide us to discover our purpose. As children, we have such big imaginations. We create characters and whole worlds where we see ourselves as capable of anything. The sky is the limit. We haven't learned what to fear or been told we can't. We are not yet confined by life's harsh realities or worried about status. We are confident in who we are and free to play out our dreams. I can remember playing in the front yard in my superhero pajamas with the matching top and bottom. I was Wonder Woman rescuing the world from danger. I stand guard on the path with my hands on my hips, and at the first sign of trouble, I would jump in to save the day. Even after playing all day long, I wouldn't get tired of it. When I got older, I wonder why I had that particular desire when I was little. It became clear to me that even as a child, I wanted to help those who couldn't help themselves. And that's what I get to do today, as a teacher and as an educator. I work tirelessly to rescue people from the gates of hell by leading them to the rescuer. I know God puts me on this earth to help save people. He puts that desire in me from the beginning. Maybe you didn't want to be a superhero. Instead, you followed a nightly bedtime routine for all your dolls, or set up a class of stuffed animals to teach. Maybe you pretended to heal the sick, report the news, or explore new worlds. Whatever dreams you had as a child, they weren't in your heart by coincidence. God placed them there for a purpose. Even though the world may have convinced you to dismiss them as imaginary, they are still there, woven into the fabric of who He made you to be. If you are sure of God's purpose for you, look at what you've dreamed. Consider the things that draw you to tears. Pull on your heartstrings, get you fired up, and bring you to a righteous anger. He put those things in you, uniquely creating you for a purpose that only you can fulfill. Let us pray. God, I thank you for creating me with a specific purpose in me. Thank you for believing in me and giving me exactly what I need to fulfill your calling on my life. Reveal to me the passion, hopes, and desire you have placed in my heart, and clearly show me how to use them for your kingdom. Lord, help me to live in your will and bring your glory with everything I say and do. In Jesus' precious name, amen.